after collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Jason in the house.
Well, welcome to the Jason in the House podcast. We're going to have some fun today because we got a great guest. His name is Scott Baio, and he's been in your living rooms, on your televisions, pretty much your whole life. I don't care what age you are. I'm in my late 50s, going to have a birthday next month, and he's pretty much been in my living room my whole life. And so no matter how old or young you are, he's been quite the person, quite the entertainer, and he's led an interesting life, and turns out he's got some conservative bent to him, and he's taken some heat for that, and I'm sure we're going to talk about that. I've never met him, never had a conversation with him, but just contacted him, asked if he'd join the podcast, and he said yes, so looking forward to that. All right, so let's get on with the stupid, because you know what? There's always somebody doing something stupid somewhere. All right, first one we're going to is from TechCrunch. TechCrunch, pretty good. They cover tech pretty well. Here's the headline. Waymo is asking DoorDash drivers to shut the doors of its self-driving cars. Whoops. Hey, guys, you guys shut the door. There's nobody else there to do it. They're now taking people across the city. Waymo's having some problems. Evidently, LiDAR, not the best in inclement weather. That's the system they use, and you can see these these cars just kind of in puddles because they just don't know how to deal with it. The other thing is they had to admit that they were using people overseas to actually be the ones interacting and controlling the cars. They're not like 100% truly autonomous. That's kind of a double whammy there. Yeah. Hey, DoorDash drivers, close your doors. All right, next one is from the Associated Press. I don't know how this is a family-friendly show. Certainly something we want to do. I'm just going to read the headline, okay? No, it'll speak for itself. Olympic athletes promised fresh stocks of condoms on Valentine's Day after villages run short. Oh, my gosh. I don't know how many they got. I don't know what they're doing. I know they're competitive. I know they're highly trained athletes, and they're super fit. But, yeah, that's a problem, evidently, in the Olympic Village. All right, and our last one here. I love this story. It's not really stupid. It's one of those cute things that just happens spontaneously. It comes from the United Press International, UPI.com. But maybe you've already seen this on TV, but it's kind of cute. Loose dog crosses the finish line at the Olympic skiing event. This is in the women's cross country. I love cross country. You know what? To do it, whew, you want to breathe hard. You want to work out, do some cross country skiing, because I love the sport. It's just hard for me because I don't have the greatest control and I got to get fitter to do it. But what happened was, they're in Italy, they're coming to the finish line, and in Italy, and guess what happens? This dog, big dog, a Czech wolfhound, was recorded by NBC Sports cameras as it followed Croatian skier, I don't know how to pronounce her name, Tena Hadzic. And, of course, the biggest cheers of the whole event were this woman crossing the finish line, but with a dog, like, jumping out in front, just having the time of its life. I love those kinds of stories.
More Jason in the House next.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Paid for by government. The 1986 to 2021 United States Silver Eagle, the first ever U.S. silver dollar minted in 99.9% pure silver and is the best-selling coin in the world. These original and historic silver dollars have ceased production forever. They will never be minted again. For a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government-struck silver dollars are being released to the public. You can own a full pound of original U.S. silver dollar coins featuring Lady Liberty and the Heraldic Eagle. Never to be struck again, guaranteed. Call now to secure original United States Silver Eagles by the pound. The first U.S. silver dollars ever to be struck in 99.9% pure silver. Plus, receive a free bonus, an American Collector's Pack valued at over $40, and free shipping with every order. Call 1-800-560-6468 now to secure your full pound bag of United States Silver Eagle coins before they are gone. That's 1-800-560-6468.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Gore Vidal is best known as an American novelist and known as one of the most prominent liberal public intellectuals of the 20th century. Here is Vidal in the early 60s on the political state of art in the U.S.
You're born into a society and you are shaped by it, whether you know it or not, whether you like it or not. Each of us is born into a prison of received opinion, of superstition, and of prejudices. Now, one of the functions of art is to try and define the prison. A, the artist must know he's in it, and many of them don't, and those are the bad artists. They just take it for granted. This is the way things are. They don't know that there are worlds, as Shakespeare said, there is a world elsewhere. They don't see anything past these bars. The prison is going to break you eventually, but you can at least get a look out, and it's the look out that is art.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blandon.
You've probably heard Congress is gearing up to debate the Save America Act, a bill that would ask Americans to show proof of citizenship and a government-issued photo ID before registering or voting in federal elections. Republican lawmakers say the measure would secure elections. Democrats say it would make it harder for eligible voters to cast a ballot. So where does the public stand? Our Fox News September poll shows more than 8 in 10 think it's a good idea to require photo ID to prove citizenship before voting. And support has held steady over the years, with more than 3/4 in favor since 2011. Plus, there's widespread consensus. Support stays high across gender, racial, and political lines. 96% of Republicans favor the ID requirement, as do more than 8 in 10 independents and 7 in 10, 70% of Democrats. I'm Dana Blanton. That's your poll parade.
This is House Call for Health. People can use AI tools like ChatGPT for almost everything now, but how much we should is up for debate, including the growing trend of people using AI as a digital therapist. Licensed therapists are naturally concerned, but some who've tried it point to benefits. Avid TikToker and single mom Jenna Muhammad says ChatGPT helps keep her calm when life gets overwhelming and encourages her to process her emotions.
A lot of people, they don't feel comfortable to sit with a person and tell their darkest secrets. It's honestly a safe private space where you can just dump your thoughts and dump your feelings without feeling judged.
But mental health experts say since artificial intelligence isn't human, it can't fully understand the human experience. AI platforms and human experts also agree if someone's in crisis, they should get immediate professional help. The National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline can be reached by dialing 988 or going to 988lifeline.org. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
It's Jason in the house.
Time to bring on Scott Mayo because I've never had a conversation with Scott, but looking forward to it and should have some fun. Well, I'm thrilled to have Scott Mayo join us on the line. Scott, I've never met you before, but I hope to see you in person, shake your hand. But until then, I'm glad to have you on the podcast.
Thrilled to be on, Jason. Thank you so much.
No. As I was kind of leading up to the intro of the podcast, which you didn't hear, I was saying, look, Scott's been, he's been in our living rooms and part of our lives and entertaining us as an actor since, well, pretty much every year of my life. And I'm, you know, late 50s, but, you know, you've been out there for a long time. Not everybody has the kind of longevity that you do.
Well, I don't really know how to respond to that, Jason. I appreciate your words. God was good to me, or is good to me, and I don't know how to answer that. I've been very lucky. I've had good people around me. I have my parents and my family who kept me grounded my whole life, except for a little time in there when I got a little big-headed. But other than that, I mean, I've always just learned, you know, there's a lot of stories in everybody's life, Jason, as you know, the different hurdles that you go through or go over, and they help you along the way, different people in your life that steer you in one direction or another. And I've just been lucky to have, and listen, there's been some bumps in the road, of course, but I've been lucky to have good people in my life.
Well, look, people like you in the spotlight, when you have bumps, they just, you know, they seem to become fodder for all kinds of discussion that, you know, a lot of things really should be private. And I've always also argued that the toughest times in your life, the places where maybe you make a mistake or something in life is just thrown at you and you don't want to deal with, that makes you better, makes you tougher. You, nobody's going through this life unscathed or mistake-free. That's not what life's all about. It's about taking on those challenges. And that's kind of what I wanted to chat with you about today. I'd like to go back to I was born in, not the year, but like I was born in, and kind of walk us through, you know, growing up a little bit before, and then, you know, how you landed yourself on TV and that sort of thing.
Born in Brooklyn, New York in 1960, September 22nd, and was just a regular kid, you know, bouncing around the streets of Brooklyn with my buddies. And
do you have brothers, sisters?
I have an older brother and sister who are twins.
Oh.
And my brother, I bunked with my brother for my childhood. My sister was in the room bedroom next door, so we were always fighting, and he was beating me up all the time, and in a fun way. But I had a really good childhood. It was a time in life, Jason, where I could just leave the house and just go, and nobody said anything. In fact, my mother would say, "Get out of the house, just get out of here, go, get out, go." And and there was always some group of kids on the block, and we'd get out and play in the street and play in the whatever it was. We just ran wherever we wanted to go, and it was wonderful. And then I wanted to be on television for some. I have an older cousin who was in commercials and things like that, and he did an episode of the Monkees TV show. That might be before your time.
Oh no, I remember the Monkees.
Okay,
hey, we're the Monkees.
Yep. And I thought that was pretty cool, and I wanted to be on television. So I begged my mother to take me to some of my cousin's agents and managers, and one of them took me on. And I didn't really work that much, Jason, because I was back then, I was not considered a desirable looking boy because I was Latin, skinned, dark haired, brown eyes, olive skin, and they wanted Irish kids. And so I didn't work very much. And I quit. I didn't want to do it anymore. Cause
what was your first? What was your first gig? Like, this is my first job.
My very first job, I think, was a print ad, and I don't know what it was for. But the first job that I remember that was really kind of amazing was I did a commercial for Eastern Airlines, which is now gone.
Right.
And they flew me and my father to Jamaica for a week. And we shot on a bamboo raft going down the Rio Grande River in Kingston or Montego Bay, Jamaica. And it was amazing. It was amazing.
Yeah, and you got paid for that. And you thought,
I got paid.
This
and
is a good life.
And I got to take off school for a week. It's incredible.
How old were you?
Probably 9 or 10.
Oh, that's a good gig for a 9 or 10-year-old.
Yeah, yeah. And then I quit because I didn't like driving into Manhattan from Brooklyn to go on an audition.
Oh.
And then one of the agents or managers said, hey, listen, I know, talk to my mother. I know this movie's right for, I know he doesn't want to do this anymore, but will he go in and read for it? And I don't know why I said, okay, Mom. And it was a movie called Bugsy Malone. That was an Alan Parker film. That was a wonderful, great, original concept. It was a bunch of kids playing it straight in gangster suits, and it was a musical. And we shot whipped cream guns and drove pedal cars, and not because I'm in it, Jason, but it's a classic. And from that movie, Gary Marshall saw me in that and brought me out to L.A., and I worked for a very long time and was blessed.
Okay, so you do that. I mean, obviously, Gary Marshall's like top of the food chain. I mean, his accomplishments and the things he's touched are quite amazing. Was it that leap that just, I mean, when he say brought you out, did he have a specific role or pilot that he was putting together, or what was the
question? That's a great question. There was a character on Happy Days called Pinky Tuscadero. Do you remember?
Oh yeah.
Okay. So they gave her a pilot called Pinky.
Oh.
And in that pilot, Pinky Roz Kelly was a Vegas showgirl by night and a ballet instructor out of her apartment by day. And I was one of her ballet students.
Did you have any skill sets for ballet, or was that just be athletic?
To this day, I have no ballet skills.
All right, so they shot the pilot. I don't think that became a show, did it?
No, it didn't go. And then Gary did another show right after that called Blansky's Beauties with Nancy Walker, who was, you remember her, she was the quicker picker-upper lady.
The
housekeeper on McMillan and Wife, and a great comedic actress. And Gary had this thing for Vegas and showgirls. He wanted to put that on the screen somehow. And he had this show with Nancy Walker where she was, I guess, the matriarch of these Vegas showgirls. And I was me and Eddie Mecca, who played Carmine Ragusa on Laverne and Shirley.
That's right.
Yep. Played her nephews. And we lived with her, and I don't remember. Oh, and also Pat Morita, who was Arnold from Happy Days, the first season, was also in it. And that's Jason, we did 13 episodes, and I remember, I usually remember everything. I don't remember any of those episodes. And then Gary did another iteration of that, which was called, and then he put me in Happy Days after that. And then he had this Vegas thing that wouldn't die, and he did another show called Legs. And I don't know what that one was about.
Never heard of that one.
I think that might have been just a pilot or a couple of episodes. But you're really making me think here.
Well, wait a second. Lee, you kind of glanced right over Happy Days. I mean, Happy Days was iconic. I mean, it still is. You still put on the TV, and they're running Happy Days. And so That had to be a quantum leap for you, right, in terms of being recognized on the street. And, I mean, yeah. How long were you on Happy Days?
I think like, 8 years.
8 years, yeah. I mean, Joni Loves Chachi. I mean, the whole thing. That had to be a total game changer difference in your life. Was it not? Or, I mean, these other shows were, people saw, but not like they saw Happy Days week in and week out.
No. Jason, it changed everything. It changed everything. I don't want to give you all the details because, you know, it'll be here for a while. But Gary asked me to come on to Happy Days, and, of course, I knew what it was. And I did my first episode. I was frightened beyond anything I've ever felt before in my life, was making my first entrance into that show on shoot night, which was Fridays, and in front of an audience. But it took a little while. But don't forget, Jason, back then there was three channels.
Right.
And a country of maybe 200 and, I don't know, 20 million, 200 million people. And we had a large part of that 200 million people watching us. So after about 2 years, I noticed something was happening. When I noticed a lot of things were happening, and it was kind of great and kind of weird.
You mean like just in terms of the notoriety and where you went and trying to sit down at a restaurant and do things like that? All that.
Yeah. Going out and people coming up to you and photographers following you, things like that. And I didn't really get it all. And I didn't really get all the fame. It's the first, you know, I'm sure you have it, Jason. When you walk around, people know who you are. But in the beginning, when you're young, it's a very peculiar thing because people come up to you as if they know you because you've been in their living room.
Right.
And I would say, "I, who are you?" And they go, "Oh, you don't know me, blah, blah, blah." But you also, you kind of live in your bubble. I mean, you go to work and you go home and then maybe you go out once in a while. And I was still, I was fairly young. And then I was asked to do an autograph signing at an exotic car show. I don't remember what city it was in. I think it was either Detroit or Toronto. And it was in a big convention center. And I was sitting up high above the convention center looking down. I saw just this sea of human heads. And I turned to the promoter and I said, "Wow, this is some car show. You got all these people here." He goes, "These people aren't here for the cars. They're here for you."
Wow.
And I got a little frightened, and thank God my dad was with me, and that's when I realized that I was becoming famous.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you're becoming somebody that everybody knew and everybody would recognize. And it was also at an era, right, when, I mean, they didn't have mobile phones. They didn't have cameras. Now it's got to be, everybody's got a camera. Everybody thinks they're, going to be make a YouTube video. And that creates a whole nother set of problems.
Yeah.
On so many levels.
Yeah, you have to watch everything you do. And I'm a good human being. I mean, I try to be a good human being and I don't do anything outlandish, but, you gotta be on your toes always. I mean, if you yell at somebody, or somebody cuts you off and whatever and you get into an altercation, of course that's going to be all over the place and then you look like a chump. And so you have to watch what's going on. And you also have family members that take some heat. And don't forget, Jason, the internet is as wonderful as the internet is, it's a very, very, very bad place. And, my life has been threatened. My wife's life has been threatened. My daughter's life has been threatened. And because of my political affiliation. There are a lot of downside to it. But you're right. With the advent of cell phones, it's changed everything.
You're listening to Jason in the House. We'll be back with more of my conversation with Scott Baio right after this.
Stifel Nicolaus. I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisader locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Sincerely, Stoneheart, after C.S. Lewis's famous work, The Screwtape Letters, about how the devil is hard at work corrupting God's image bearers, using what could be considered natural strengths and giving them the perception of weaknesses, like a woman's gift of nurturing.
The woman's ability to see the personal, to see the tenderness of the heart, and to meet that is a strength that I think the enemy wants to destroy and eliminate.
To hear more, go to Lighthouse Faith Podcast at foxnews.com. For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
This is Jason in the house.
Tell me about that. You know, you're going along, right? Young kid, decides to do some acting, does a print job, goes down to Jamaica, get some breaks, but you obviously took advantage of them, made the most of them, made that into an amazing career where you've been, you know, for what, almost 50 years, been out there doing this. Not everybody, you know, I think a lot of people want that or think they want that. If you didn't go down that path, if Gary Marshall didn't see you in Bugsy Malone and you don't get called to L.A., and what do you think you'd be doing?
Well, I wanted to be a veterinarian.
Really?
Yeah, but I didn't have the patience or the grades. I was not a big school guy. I didn't like school very much.
Yeah.
But I honestly, my father was an entrepreneurial guy. He had a lot of different businesses, and I'm sure I would have followed that path, maybe taken over one of his businesses and expanded it or something like that. I don't know, Jason. I've never really, or driving a Coca-Cola truck, you know, dropping off Coca-Cola box. Yeah. I don't know, right? So I wish, you know, it's almost like It's a Wonderful Life. I often thought that'd be kind of cool to see what would happen if my life went in a completely different direction.
Yeah,
not a different A Wonderful Life. He never existed. But you know what I mean. If you could see what your life would have been if you wouldn't have done something. I think that would have been kind of cool.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I look at my own life, and I think at this, some of the smallest things turned out to be the biggest forks in the road that I never recognized. Like, at the time, I had no idea how impactful that decision or that, you know, hey, I'm going to just try this. I'm going to try it, you know. And you know, a lot of times you just fail. You fall down on your knee, you know, on your face, and you don't. Hopefully nobody saw that. And then, but then you try something and it works, and you think, wow, I'm actually pretty good at that. And then it takes you off on this other path, and that's, I mean, that's part of the fun of life. You have a bit of a conservative bent to you in a town that's maybe not always as conservative as maybe some of your thoughts are. How does that, I mean, L.A. just seems like such a weird, bizarro place. It's been a little bit controversial, right, along the way, but why? Like, explain to me your perspective on that.
On why Hollywood is liberal?
Well, I think I kind of understand that, but the vitriol,
tell
you know,
me,
here's what I find. Here's what I find. Like for instance, the people that I hear preaching the most about tolerance and all that are about the least tolerant people I've ever met in my life. Because if you don't believe exactly what they believe, if you don't get behind what they want to, like, take you down. I mean, it's aggressive, and it's totally opposite of what they say.
I agree with that, but why? Why do you think they are? Why? And I've thought about this. Why do you think Hollywood, quote unquote, is liberal minded? What would your opinion be on that?
I mean, it's hard to make a sweeping generalization because I do think there are a lot of people, good people, who have very independent thoughts, and they may be very fiscally conservative, but they may be socially very liberal. Hey, that's fine. That's, you know, what you get to do in America and have a voice on that. What I guess I have a problem with is projecting that and using that megaphone and that platform to try to lecture and manipulate my kids. That's where I think it's a bridge too far. That's where I'd like, wait a second. You can, quote unquote, entertain. You can do a lot of things, but can you be a little bit more creative than just swearing your heads off and trying to sexualize everything and be more, you know, not that you have to conform to what I do, but I don't want to turn on the channel if that's what you're going to do. And so there's a lot of perversion there that just seems to be swept under the rug because, oh, it's Hollywood. Of course, they can get away with anything.
See, I think there's two reasons. Being a famous person gives you a tremendous amount of power. Or, you know, you have power, you're wealthy, you have nice things. You almost have a mentality that you're better than everybody. And because millions of people know you, I think there's a certain amount of power that comes with that. So yeah. If I have that much power, then I'm probably pretty smart. And I'm probably smarter than the people that come and watch my films or watch my TV shows. And it's all incestuous. So you take that power, and I felt it, Jason. I have certainly felt it. People think, and I hate this. Whenever I have a show and it's my show, it seems that my opinion is the most important one in any conversation, and I can't stand that. It's very uncomfortable for me. So a lot of the times I won't engage in the conversation. I'll just listen because I don't want everybody going, yeah, you're right, yeah, you're right, you're right, because I'm not, or I am, or I'm not. So I was always aware of that. My voice is not the smartest room and smartest voice in the room. That's how I kind of am. And then the second part of that.
Okay, but wait, before you go to the second part, that's pretty unique, Scott. That's not the norm. That's a combination of being humble and observant and flat out just being nice, but also recognizing, like, when I ran for Congress, right, I was in Congress for 8+ years, and I was the chairman, and then I left. And I thought, you know what, I'm not the only person that can do this job. There are other people that can do this job. You get in, do what you got to do, pass the baton. But that is such a rarity, right? And what you're saying is, yeah, just because I'm the most recognizable doesn't mean I have the best. Like, that's really, I'm proud of you for saying that. I hope I can say that to you. But I think that's a really good lesson for a lot of people.
I appreciate that, Jason. But, you know, don't get me wrong. I can throw my weight around if I need to.
Yeah, you probably could.
Okay, but that's some of the power that you have to right. wield once in a while. But I'm always sort of aware of that. I don't want to step on people's toes. Everybody's got a job. I don't have to do your job for you. And I value people's opinions. I may disagree with them, but I value them. And I don't want you liking mine because of who I am. That always bugged me. And that's just who I am. And I think the second part of the mindset of Hollywood is everything in Hollywood show business is creative. And I think that people who are creative, not all of them, but a lot of them, are always so sympathetic and empathetic about everything. Oh, it's an emotional thing. It's all emotion. Hmm. Acting is emotion. Films are emotional. Television shows are emotional. And liberalism is an emotional group of people. Democrats, by and large, are emotional people. I mean, there's a homeless guy. Oh, I feel so bad for him. Oh, I feel so bad. And a conservative guy say, you know, let's pick this guy up off the street. Let's get him clean. No, you can't do that. No. Don't do that. That's rude and insulting and degrading to that person. I'm like, well, which is it? You feel bad for him, but you don't want to help him or her. I'm looking to help that person, but you don't want me to because you think I'm mean. You know, yeah. So I think some of it stems from that. Although, and then as that grows and it becomes, a vicious cycle, you can't get out of it because then everybody starts agreeing with your liberalism and blah, blah, blah. And that's fine. But that's what I think happens.
That's very insightful. I haven't really heard it articulated like that. And but I agree with everything you just said. I think it's funny because you look at elections and they'll often tell you, they'll say, oh, well, the person that will win is the person who cares the most. But, you know, some of their stuff, you know, again, I'm very conservative. I, you know, wear it on my sleeve here. But I don't think that Democrats or liberals or whatever you want to call them or progressives have a corner on the market of compassion. And I hope that part of the people that listen to, you know, podcasts and young people that are growing up trying to figure out who they are and what they believe in, that they recognize that there's a good, you have to figure out that balance in your life of what is compassion and what is, you know, how do you help your fellow man, so to speak, men and women, obviously, and be a good citizen. By the way, I want to mention, you got this, you do have your own podcast, Scott Baio's Take on Life. So if people want to kind of hear more about what your take on things, Scott Baio's Take on Life. You can go find that on his podcast. But
we do it live every Wednesday night, 8 o'clock Eastern.
Oh, I didn't realize it's live. Oh, that's fun. Yeah, that's great. But it's also, tell me about kind of life lessons about being a dad. You go to your official website here, right? It says husband and dad. I love that it says that kind of big and bold. Scott Baio, husband and dad. I saw a pretty funny video of you driving in the car. I think it was on Instagram. Driving in the car, but your daughter was driving?
I was driving. She was singing.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She was driving, but she was singing and telling you what to put on the... Yeah, it was funny.
She's, how many kids do you have, Jason?
So I got 3 kids. They're all married. And I have 6 grandkids.
Wow. Congratulations.
Yeah.
And
very
blessed. I have one. Our daughter was a twin, and we lost her twin in the second trimester. And it's complications, so we didn't have any more. And you know this line. Nobody prepares you for this. It's like a nuclear bomb goes off in your house when the baby comes home, and you know everything is upside down. I don't know which end is up, and I remember my sister has a daughter who's much older than my daughter, not much older, whatever. And before our daughter was born, my sister called me. She says, "I'm going to tell you something, and you have to believe me." I said, "Okay, Stephanie." She says, "It's all about the baby." And I said, "What?" Just remember that. All about the baby. And I went, "All right, whatever that means." And as soon as my daughter was born, it's all about the baby. Every single thing that you do is all about the baby. I have to go to the bathroom. Where's the baby? I have to leave to go get. Where's the baby? Where's the baby? The baby. And it's
true.
And it's this overwhelming, all-encompassing creature, for lack of a better term, that runs your life from that day till the day you die.
More Jason in the House next.
America, look around. Everywhere you go, prices are still high, rates have been whipsawing markets, and the debt and spending don't exactly scream stability. Experts say diversifying with intention is the number one secret account that all American smart money uses to hedge against instability. Monetary Gold has been around since 2000, witnessing multiple economic setbacks. If you call now, Monetary Gold will cover up to a lifetime of your IRA fees on qualified accounts. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
I'm Dr. Howard Levine, director of Cleveland Nasal Sinus and Sleep Center. During cold and flu season, I tell my patients the key to staying well is to pull out germs, mucus, bacteria, and viruses from the nose using the Navage Powered Nasal Irrigator. I irrigate my own nose daily with Navage to stay healthy and after seeing sick patients.
For drug-free congestion relief, trust number one doctor-recommended Navage, available at Walmart and Walgreens.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
I'm Anna Eliopoulos with your Fox True Crime Minute.
A murderer made famous by a documentary gets more time behind bars. Grant Hardin, known as the Devil in the Ozarks, is adding 13 years to his 80-year prison sentence. The new time stemming from a guilty plea of escaping an Arkansas prison last year. Hardin was originally found guilty of raping a teacher in 1997 and murdering a city water employee in 2017, the latter crime happening after he had served as the police chief of the town of Gateway. Hardin managed to escape in May by wearing a makeshift corrections uniform and using a black magic marker to dye parts of his clothing to fit the disguise. The breakout prompted a 12-day manhunt with local, state, and federal authorities trying to track Hardin down. He ended up being found thanks to a canine team that located him just a mile and a half from the prison. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Anna Eliopoulos with your Fox True Crime Minute.
This is Fox on Justice. The U.S. homicide rate plummeted in 2025 to the lowest ever recorded. And 9 offenses, including assault, robbery, burglary, and carjacking, gun crimes, all down by double digits. Why? Well, some experts cite obesity and an aging population. But guess who didn't get any credit from the media or big city mayors? The Trump crackdown on criminal aliens deported off the streets and out of jail. Here's Adam Gelb from the Nonpartisan Council on Criminal Justice, which authored the report.
If you are removing the high-rate, dangerous, violent repeat offenders from the streets, then you certainly can have a significant reduction in crime.
That's because 62% of prison inmates are rearrested within 3 years. If they're deported, those crimes don't happen. Also, the U.S. added 3 million new legal gun owners last year, 20 million over 5. So contrary to the argument that more guns mean more crime, here, violent crime and homicide all went down. Queen Lajeunesse, Fox News.
It's Jason in the house.
All right, let me ask you a few other quick questions, okay? I ask everybody these questions. So, first concert you attended?
Chuck Berry.
Oh, nice. Very good. Did you get to meet him?
No. I was probably 10 with my brother. My brother took me.
Did you ever, I ask people this differently, but did you go to high school, or would you like have to do the classes because you're an actor essentially as homeschool?
I did both. I started in high school at Severian High School in Brooklyn, and then after a year, I think I was gone. I did studying on the set of Happy Days, whatever show I was doing.
What's Scott Baio's superpower? I believe every person has a superpower. Like, they can do something better than most people. What's your superpower?
My superpower is spelling and math.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know where that came from. Do you know where that came from, or it just happened?
I have no idea. That's just spell and solve. I don't do long division. I can add and subtract. Long division and some multiplication. But in my head, I can do it. I don't need a pen and paper for a lot of that. But
yeah, I can do rapid fire. I can do rapid fire math in my head. It's just weird. Yeah. All right. If you can meet one person, you call your wife and say, "Hey, honey, guess what? One person, dead or alive, anybody throughout time, and they're going to come over and break bread with you and have dinner with you. Who would you invite?"
That's Jesus Christ.
Good answer. Anybody else on that list?
Well, now that you've opened it up.
We'll keep going. Unique talent nobody knows about. I mean, can you juggle a soccer ball? Can you I don't know.
I can juggle a unique talent.
Yeah.
I can juggle.
That's pretty good.
I don't know if that's unique. I can spin a basketball on my finger. I don't know if that's unique. I can inhale and exhale at the same time.
What? Well, you use the right lung for one and the left lung. How do you do that?
I saw Kenny G do it.
Really?
And he taught me how to, this is years ago, he taught me how to do it. And I might have forgotten how to do it, if I tried hard enough, I could do it.
If you're playing the saxophone for a living, that is a pretty good talent to have. That's good. All right. Big one for me and the judges. Pineapple and pizza, yes or no?
No.
Yeah, good answer. Judges love that answer.
Pizza is cheese, tomato sauce, and dough.
There you go. That's right. All right, last one. Best advice you ever got?
Oh, best advice I ever got. Everybody is replaceable.
Keeps you on your toes, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Keeps you working hard and fighting for things. And no, that's good advice. We have a lot of young people listen to the podcast, and I think it's, you know, they're trying to figure out where they're going, what they're doing, and there's some of these just little things that you hear in repetition, and I think it's so true. You know, you got to work hard in this country. You got in your life. You got to work at relationships. You got to work at life. You got to work at work. You got to find a hobby and have fun and work at that. Yeah, and work gives you a lot of satisfaction too. And you could be replaced if you don't do it. if you don't produce.
I agree, and that's great advice. Barry Marshall and them taught me that years ago. Everybody's replaceable.
Scott Baio, I cannot thank you enough for joining us on this podcast. It's been a true delight. I love your work throughout the year. I can't even tell you how many hours and times I've seen you on the tube, on the screen and entertaining us. And for that, I thank you. My family thanks you, because it's been a lot of good, fun entertainment. And it's, you know, you should take a lot of joy and a lot of pride in that.
I appreciate that very much, Jason. I'm happy to be on. God bless you. And if you ever need me to come back, I'm happy to come on.
Oh, thank you again. Check out his podcast, and you can check out his website. We'll get you all to that. Just type in Scott Baio, and you'll find him. Scott Baio, thanks again.
Take care.
I really appreciate Scott taking the time. Scott Baio was just very nice to hear stories and his insight. Somebody who's entertained us for a long time. So I would really appreciate it if you could rate the podcast. It'd be really cool if you subscribe to it. So it just shows up once a week. I want to remind people you can listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app. Thanks for joining the Jason in the House podcast. We'll be back next week. Also, go look at the library. We've got like a couple hundred podcasts that we've done at this point. Some really good people and some great interviews along the way that I think you'll enjoy. You can also cruise on over to foxnewspodcast.com, foxnewspodcast.com, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We got a lot of great ones out there from people that you'll know and like. I'm Jason Chaffetz. This has been Jason in the House.
Paid for by government. The 1986 to 2021 United States Silver Eagle, the first ever U.S. silver dollar minted in 99.9% pure silver, and is the best-selling coin in the world. These original and historic silver dollars have ceased production forever. They will never be minted again. For a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck silver dollars are being released to the public. You can own a full pound of original U.S. silver dollar coins featuring Lady Liberty and the Heraldic Eagle, never to be struck again, guaranteed. Call now to secure original United States Silver Eagles by the pound, the first U.S. silver dollars ever to be struck in 99.9% pure silver. Plus, receive a free bonus, an American Collector's Pack valued at over $40, and free shipping with every order. Call 1-800-560-6468 now to secure your full pound bag of United States Silver Eagle coins before they are gone. That's 1-800-560-6468.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake, or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771. Or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons. Premium offerings. Unbeatable value just for you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Iran is vowing revenge after the killing of its supreme leader and to replace him as quickly as possible. Iran has traded strikes with Israel today as part of a widening war prompted by the surprise bombardment of Iran by the U.S. and Israel yesterday. Elsewhere, the Pentagon reports three U.S. service members have been killed and five wounded in the first known American casualties from the conflict. Dr. Nikan Khatibi, an Iranian-American activist and former Trump appointee, outlines what he would like to see now that Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, is dead.
Hopefully when things are settled, we pray that there's going to be a constitutional referendum and allow these individuals to go to the ballot box and pick somebody who's pro-Western and pro-freedom and pro-democracy.
He made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. Republican Congressman John James of Michigan is co-sponsoring legislation aimed at bringing transparency to the U.S. healthcare system. James says the Patients Deserve Price Tags Act builds on existing transparency standards but closes some critical loopholes.
It's going to give patients the control of what they do with their money and make the decisions about what they do with their lives. This is going to lower healthcare debt. This is going to increase quality of care. This is going to decrease prices. And it's going to hold these multi-billion dollar conglomerates accountable.
James is a candidate for governor of Michigan. He spoke to the Salem Radio Network. Greg Abel paid tribute Saturday to his predecessor, Warren Buffett, while promising in his first shareholder letter that Berkshire Hathaway will not retreat from investing or make significant changes in the way it operates. Abel took over as CEO in January. Investors are watching closely for any changes that he might make. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm, and Chuck McDowell, definitely not an attorney. This is Chuck. Do you feel stupid for buying a timeshare? Don't. It's not your fault. You were most likely told you could rent it, and it was a great financial investment. And the deal was available today only. If this happened to you, contact your resort or Wesley Financial Group for help today.
Call Wesley now for your free exit information kit. 800-242-3131. 800-242-3131.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I am grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Afghanistan says it has thwarted an attempted Pakistani airstrike on Bagram Air Base, the former military base north of Kabul. Cross-border fighting between Pakistan and Afghanistan is at its most severe between the neighbors in years. It stretched into a fourth day this morning, Pakistan declaring it is an open war with Afghanistan. Pakistan accuses Afghanistan's Taliban government of harboring terrorist groups that stage attacks against it. A high-stakes dispute over how the Pentagon uses artificial intelligence has led the U.S. military to cancel its contract with rising AI star Anthropic. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth declared Anthropic a supply chain risk, a step that could jeopardize its business with other defense contractors as well. Anthropic says it plans to challenge the designation in court on a legal battle that could have huge implications on the balance of power in big tech. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. More reports of spying by the FBI during the Biden administration. Correspondent Ron Taylor reports.
FBI Director Kash Patel has fired 10 agents after revelations that the Bureau secretly obtained phone records of Patel and White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles during the Biden administration. The records were reportedly hidden in restricted access folders, raising concerns about oversight and targeting of political figures.
Reuters reports the FBI obtained toll records of Patel and Wiles during Special Counsel Jack Smith's investigations. Today is Sunday, March the 1st, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today. They include rock singer Roger Daltrey. The frontman of The Who is 82 years old. Actor Dirk Benedict turns 81 today. Republican Senator Deb Fischer of Nebraska is 75. And filmmaker Ron Howard, Opie, is 72. More on these stories at townhall.com.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22 12 6 42.
Everybody calls us.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
The Fred Bear Show.
America's got to be in the lead if you want to deal with these threats. We're going to lead.
The morning is over. The Shiva is done. And if you're a conservative, you should be optimistic.
You know, my main priority right now is making sure that it delivers for the American people.
We have to make our country great again, and I will do that.
I think the president gets criticized by people all the time for the stuff he says, by people who ignore what he does.
Now, Fred Bear's All-Star Panel.
In what is now the longest State of the Union address in recorded history, President Trump spoke for almost 2 hours to a joint session of Congress Tuesday night, touting his accomplishments on lowering crime and border crossings before pivoting to health care and housing. He's also issued a sharp rebuttal to the Supreme Court for ruling his sweeping tariffs unconstitutional.
The good news is that almost all countries and corporations want to keep the deal that they already made, right, Scott? Knowing that the legal power that I, as president, have to make a new deal could be far worse for them, and therefore they will continue to work along the same successful path that we had negotiated before the Supreme Court's unfortunate involvement.
Meanwhile, the stakes are highest in the Middle East, with negotiators meeting in Geneva this week to resume talks on Iran's nuclear program. With that, let's bring in our panel, Republican strategist and co-founder of South and Hill Strategies, Colin Reed, former chief of staff to the Biden White House press office, Yemisi Egbewale, and Fox News congressional correspondent, Bill Malusian. Bill, the fallout from the State of the Union is what? Republicans energized, Democrats angry? What is it?
Yeah, I'd say Republicans are pretty energized. The moment they've been highlighting was the moment when President Trump asked all of Congress to please stand up if you support American citizens over illegal immigrants. And we all saw every single Democrat remain seated. And Republicans have been blasting them for that. And I asked Chuck Schumer, why didn't you guys stand up? Was that a political mistake not to do so? And he replied to me, of course we support Americans, but we're not going to be a prop in Donald Trump's little show. So Republicans are planning to capitalize on this, Brett. As soon as that happened, I got a text from the NRCC. They said that was, quote, a beautiful gift. They're going to start cutting campaign ads for the midterms with it. And they say that Democrats are going to have to get real comfortable watching back that footage of their party essentially sitting down for Americans and instead, from their perspective, supporting illegal immigrants.
Yeah, Yemisi, you know, it's an interesting line from Senator Schumer about not being props, but yet, you know, we see this no matter who the president is, one side standing out, the other side not, and being used in campaign ads come midterm elections.
Yeah, the action of when you clap and when you sit has kind of overemphasized a lot of the State of the Union, especially in recent years. I think Democrats played it really, really well. There were a lot of moments where I hesitated and hoped somebody didn't speak out. We, of course, saw last year, Congressman Al Green had an outburst, and this year he just held a sign and he was quickly escorted out within the first 5 minutes. And there were plenty of moments where Democrats stood and applauded, especially that heartening moment when it came to the Coast Guard and the young girl that was saved at Camp Mystic. We saw them clap when Team USA came in for the hockey team up in the press gallery. I do think that Democrats have to be careful on what they stand for when it is clearly pointed statements that might feel like a trap. But politically, overall, I think Democrats played it safe, and those that didn't attend really did a disservice because the biggest statements were the ones that happened in that room.
Mm-hmm. Colin, the president clearly spent a lot of the time on the economy and the economic situation, acknowledging as much that, poll numbers, people aren't feeling it. And the vice president came out almost, it seemed, to reinforce the message that we know we have a lot more to do.
That's right, Brett. And the American economy is not, it's not a light switch that can just be turned on or off. It's the largest economy in the world. These things take time, and he's only been there a year, and there's been some promising signs along the way. But at the same time, there's an election looming not that far away, and where the economic results will be front and center in voters' minds. You saw President drive an economic message, and he talks about the turnaround and the need to continue the progress. And come April, and people are starting pulling out their tax returns. You saw some of this preview, whether it's more higher tax returns or the Trump accounts for newborns, for those who had children last year, no tax on tips, auto loan interest deductions. There's a number of things that people are going to start feeling in their pocketbooks, in their wallets, in their everyday lives. And the bet from the party is that will in turn lead to better poll numbers and a better perception of how things are economically in the world right now.
Yeah, Bill, one of the big lines was for voter ID, and the Save America Act is now going to be put on the Senate floor. Senator John Thune, the majority leader, saying he is going to move forward with that. How does that look, and can they get it across the finish line?
Well, he was asked he'd consider using the standing filibuster to try to do that, and he was kind of wishy-washy on the answer, so they're going to have to figure out how to move that ball forward. But looking at the bigger picture, Brett, Republicans feel like this is a fight they want to have. They've seen the public polling on it. Obviously, a huge majority of Republicans want voter ID, but even most polls show that a good chunk of Democrats want voter ID as well. And they like to point out some of the hypocrisy. You heard President Trump mention during his speech that even for snow shovelers in New York City under Mayor Mamdani, they require multiple forms of ID if you want to get paid for that. But if you want to vote in a federal election, there's no vote. You don't have to prove you're a citizen or anything like that. So they think that's a fight that they can win. And it's a fight they're so fervent about that you have a handful of Republicans who have been trying to get into Thune's ear and say, just nuke the filibuster, do whatever you have to do to get this thing passed. Because if we don't do it, the Democrats who are eventually going to take power again, they will nuke the filibuster. We can't sit and wait. So what Thune ends up deciding to do, we'll have to wait and see. But yes, almost every Republican you talk to, the Save America Act, voter integrity, voter ID is pretty darn near close to the top of their list of priorities next to mass deportations and the economy.
Yeah, but see, there is a vulnerability there on defending the we don't want voter ID. Some Democrats do it better than others. But as a party, where do you think Democrats are?
I think there's nuances to the SAVE Act that Democrats are kind of pushing for, right? They're pointing out the fact that there are a lot of these identifications that maybe some Americans in rural areas or lower income neighborhoods might not have access to, like their birth certificate or their passport. But what I don't want Democrats to do is back themselves into the trap of saying, we don't believe in voter ID, period. There's so much that is used in everyday life for your job day to day that you have to use an ID for. And so if you push back against the SAVE Act, I think you have to come up with something else as an argument. And I haven't really seen Democrats as a whole at the congressional level have a winning message when it comes to that.
Yeah. And Colin, obviously Republicans feel like this is a winning message to take into the midterms.
That's right, Brett. And people like me and others on the right side of the aisle have criticized the Democrats for not having a message. I think we're wrong about that. They do have a message, and it's be reflexively opposed to all things the administration puts forward, even if there are things that 70 to 80% of the country agree with. And that's a good thing. And you saw this with some of these protest movements, these giraffe and frog costumes. And the president's always been blessed with some of the weakest opponents. And that trend continues. And these things when people refusing to stand for Americans, the walkouts, the protests, even some of these ideas, frankly, that come from the left side of the aisle, things like capping medicine prices or credit cards, things that are typically Democratic ideas, you couldn't even see them get up and stand up for that because everything he does, they reflexively oppose. And that's the best. That's the best thing he has going for him, especially as the economic situation begins to improve over the course of the year.
Emacy, what's the best thing that Democrats have for them?
The best thing Democrats have for them right now is momentum going into the midterms. You've got a great slate of people that are even challenging Democratic incumbents. I think there is, for the first time in a very long time, energy as a younger generation is looking at a Democratic establishment that is aging out, and there is actually participation from the voter side of getting involved in the electoral process. And that hasn't happened for a very long time for Democrats because we've only really put forth the same type of candidates. So that's exciting to look at.
Yeah. Last thing, Yemisi, this Epstein story is not going away. It is kind of a thorn in the side of President Trump, who says he's exonerated in the Epstein files. However, there's this new story about some 53 pages that allegedly are not or were taken away from the original release of the millions of pages. Every day there's another story about another figure, some of them prominent Democrats who are losing jobs or stepping aside or moving on. Where do you think this falls out politically in the big picture, and is it worth Democrats going down this road with vigor, even though they're taking out numerous of their own people?
Yeah, well, that's in two parts. Looking at the State of the Union, it was interesting that the majority of the guests had a running theme, and they were survivors of Epstein. And a lot of the people, a lot of the members that invited them were senior leadership. We know that Schumer and Jeffries both invited survivors of Epstein. We also know that high-ranking Democrats like Robert Garcia, top Dem on oversight, and also Jamie Raskin, top Dem on judiciary, invited Epstein survivors. But that can't just play politically in the chamber. It has to matter in day-to-day practice. And so calling the Clintons before Congress, and also Democrats voting to bring them before Congress, is something that has to remain bipartisan. If we say that the Epstein issue is a class issue and not really one that falls on Republican and Democrat, then we have to do that in practice. And important to note that there are a lot of young Democratic lawmakers that never operated under a Clinton administration, never came up in a Washington that Bill Clinton was president, that don't feel an allegiance to these figureheads in the party. It is a class issue, and it isn't tied to just one person, and so anybody that's involved to answer for it.
All right, panel, thanks so much. Now for a bit of history. On February 25th, 1837, Vermont blacksmith Thomas Davenport patented the first electric motor. Inspired by a magnetic ore sorter, Davenport taught himself the mechanics of electromagnetism. He eventually built one of the first DC motors, using it to power a model train and a printing press. Despite his success, the era's unreliable batteries made his invention commercially unviable compared to steam engines. Davenport died in financial ruin before finishing a book on his vision, never seeing how his work would eventually power the modern world. You can hear more of this series at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Make sure to leave a rating and a review. We want to hear from you. For Yemisi, Colin, and Bill, I'm Brett Baer.
We'll be back with more right after this.
More of the Brett Baer Show coming up.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
If you're like most Americans nearing retirement with money in a 401k or IRA, then listen carefully. The U.S. dollar is under pressure. Foreign nations are reducing reliance on the dollar, and some analysts are openly warning about the long-term stability of U.S. currency dominance. Whether you call it currency debasement or the collapse of the dollar, the risk is real. And when confidence in the U.S. dollar shifts, gold and silver historically respond. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit. You'll also receive a free copy of Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Most American retirement accounts are dramatically under-allocated to precious metals, even as central banks continue buying gold at record levels. Many Americans are rolling over a portion of their retirement savings into physical gold and silver, tax and penalty-free, with Advantage Gold. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000. Results vary. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
This is House Call for Health. People can use AI tools like ChatGPT for almost everything now, but how much we should is up for debate, including the growing trend of people using AI as a digital therapist. Licensed therapists are naturally concerned, but some who've tried it point to benefits. Avid TikToker and single mom Jenna Muhammad says ChatGPT helps keep her calm when life gets overwhelming and encourages her to process her emotions.
A lot of people, they don't feel comfortable to sit with a person and tell their darkest secrets. It's honestly a safe, private space where you can just dump your thoughts and dump your feelings without feeling judged.
But mental health experts say since artificial intelligence isn't human, it can't fully understand the human experience. AI platforms and human experts also agree if someone's in crisis, they should get immediate professional help. The National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline can be reached by dialing 988 or going to 988lifeline.org. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
I'm Anna Eliopoulos with your Fox True Crime Minute. It took just 5 hours for a verdict to come down in a case that shocked New Jersey. Paul Canaro was found guilty of 4 counts of murder, 2 counts of aggravated arson, and weapons counts in the 2018 killings of his brother Keith, his sister-in-law Jennifer, and their 2 children, 8 and 11 years old, shot and stabbed to death in their mansion, which was then set on fire in an attempt to cover up the crimes. Prosecutors argue it all stemmed from a business relationship between the brothers that went bad after Keith Canaro discovered Paul was stealing money from the business and from him personally. The defense argued that Canaro didn't murder anyone, that he and his brother were best friends, and would never harm his nephew and niece, who he, quote, cherished and adored. Canaro now faces life in prison when he is sentenced in May. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Anna Eliopoulos with your Fox True Crime Minute.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1987. Jim and Tammy Baker.
We can say we've learned a good lesson. We've learned that I hate that it took this many years to learn it. I'm getting a little old for starting over again.
I refuse to submit my family and my friends and innocent people and myself to further rumors and gossip. I believe I would have been a successful candidate, and I know I could have been a very good president, but apparently now we'll never know.
I realize there's a lot of folks around that think there's a loose cannon on the Gundeck estate at the NSC. People used to walk up to me and tell me what a great job I was doing.
In Robert Bork's America, there is no room at the inn for blacks, and no place in the Constitution for women. And in our America, there should be no seat on the Supreme Court for Robert Bork.
She's crying and humming and sometimes singing. She goes to sleep at periods of time.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
The Bret Baier Show.
Show with Fox News chief political anchor, Brett Baer.
We now return to the Brett Baer Show.
Russians, they wanted to, emotionally to kill people, not only physically, and also emotionally by all these massive attacks. And they couldn't. Russians know about us a lot, but they don't know the most important things. What about who we are?
How resilient you are.
Yes. It's people, they love Ukraine. And they are ready to defend themselves. But to defend themselves, their houses, this is the same to defend Ukraine.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky joining us now to talk about feeding the hungry. Celebrity chef, founder of World Central Kitchen, Jose Andres. Chef, great to see you.
Good to be here.
You know, 4 years. 4 years. And you look at President Zelensky, you've been there. You've been feeding people on the ground in Ukraine. What's your take on that 4 years later?
I arrived to the border in Poland within the first 24 hours of the Russian invasion. And very quick after, we went in and we've done close to 300 million meals. And what I can tell you is something unbelievable. The spirit of the Ukrainians is one of the strongest I've ever seen. They understand that they are not only doing a fight to defend the country, to maintain their freedom, but inside them they believe they are doing that fight on behalf of everybody else, on behalf of Europe, on behalf of America. That's the sense I get every time I'm there. These people, they have a higher calling. And they are taking it very seriously.
You know, the stats are unbelievable. If just the Gaza, Ukraine feeding, the World Central Kitchen efforts, more than 287 million meals served in Gaza since October 23, more than 296 million meals served in Ukraine since the Russian invasion. It's an issue that you're answering the call. And explain to somebody who doesn't understand how big an issue this is.
You know, I'm a Christian little boy myself, and while the organization is not religious for me, I take to heart very clearly that, you know, I was hungry and you gave me food. And Ukraine has food. Ukraine can feed more than 500 million people a year from the grain they produce.
It's called the breadbasket of the world, yeah.
But what Ukraine needed was organizations like us to help. What World Central Kitchen has been doing in Ukraine is really covering the lacks of infrastructure, feeding the people moving from the front lines, feeding in the big cities, feeding in the border. That's what World Central Kitchen has been doing.
Also in Gaza, obviously a dangerous situation, but the ceasefire is holding. They're making some progress back and forth. You've been in Israel, you've been in Gaza.
On the first day of the terrorist attack back on October 7, World Central Kitchen was there in the kibbutz because it was the right thing to do. Right after, we were in Gaza because it was the right thing to do. We have more than 80 kitchens that we are doing a million meals a day as we speak. We need to make sure that we keep supporting the people of Gaza because right now it's chaos. More aid needs to go in. More support must to be given. More trucks must go in every single day because it's the right thing to do.
You also have an effort here in the U.S. If there's a need because of emergency situations, if you look at the map of the U.S., you've had past efforts, World Central Kitchen, and right now, you're up in the northeast because of the heavy snow.
At one moment, more than 80% of the entire population lost their access to electricity. This generates a lot of issues and problems. We cover the needs of churches, community kitchens. Very much what we do in America after hurricanes and tornadoes is the same thing. Then we do in places like Gaza or in places like Ukraine. The difference in Gaza and Ukraine, when bombing happens, people need to be asking, why in Ukraine Russia keeps hitting churches? If sometimes any American is wondering why we need to be supporting Ukraine, why we need to be asking President Trump, support President Zelensky, is because Ukraine is fighting the good fight. We need to be next to Zelensky. We need to be next to Ukraine.
You've obviously had your dust-ups with President Trump in the past, but you work with the administration. You also work on charity dollars. What do you tell somebody that's around the world looking at the U.S. And your efforts about, you know, how we as a country get along even though we're divided politically?
Because what I learned as an immigrant in America, I've been here more than 33 years, and three American-born daughters, you know how much I love this country. You know what I've seen every time I go to an emergency here in the United States? But the place is the same anywhere in the world. That in the worst moments of America, the best of America shows up. There you don't see people if they are Republicans or they are Democrats. You don't know if you go to church or you don't. It's just people helping each other. We, the people. America helping America. This is the way.
If somebody wants to help you, what do they do?
Well, they can go to the WCK.org, but it's many organizations doing God's work. Just find the one that really has a calling for you. In Ukraine, I will say, Wolfson Drug Kitchen is good, but also you can go to Superhumans, taking care of every person that is losing limbs. Or you can go to Save Ukraine, that every day they are working hard to bring children taken by Putin, taken by Russia, trying to bring them back to the country they belong, which is Ukraine. Organizations like these sometimes are the ones making the difference.
Last thing, do you think that they're going to get to a deal? Putin has been elusive in getting to a deal, but you know what you know. Do you think that it's going to happen?
Brad, you interviewed President Zelensky. He's a good leader. He was offered a plane to out on the first day of the invasion and to stay there to defend their country. He decided to stay. We need to be next to the president of Ukraine. They are a democracy like we are. They believe in God like we are. We need to be next to them because he's the only way forward.
Chef, we really appreciate everything
you
do.
God bless.
We'll be back with more right after this.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1971. Charles Manson.
It came about by not having a family, by being born without a father. I'm on the wrong side of the law the minute I was born, and I stand strong inside of it.
The district attorney's office and I personally and the Los Angeles Police Department are all exceedingly happy with this verdict. We expected the verdict, but until that clerk reads the verdict, you never know.
I think the public's reaction has been, we did need to know this information. We had a right to know it.
Jim was buried in a simple ceremony with only a few friends present because those of us who knew him intimately wanted to avoid all the notoriety and circus-like atmosphere that surrounded the deaths of such other rock personalities.
I'd just like to say before we start off with the concert that to thank you all for coming here.
Peace out.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk. From around the world,
Trey Hingst, joining us from Tel Aviv, Israel.
To Washington,
I'm Mike Emanuel.
To your own backyard. If the story impacts you or your wallet, we're on it. It's the Fox News Rundown. We give every story the deeper look it deserves with must-listen interviews and smart analysis from the voices you can trust. Start your day with the Fox News Rundown. Listen and follow now at foxnewsrundown.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. From the Fox News Podcast Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News. History isn't just in textbooks. It's the story of us, the United States. 2026 marks 250 years of America. And throughout the year, Bill Hemmer takes listeners on a journey through the 250 most impactful moments in American history. From the spark of revolution to the battles for freedom, the ideas, inventions, and decisions that changed the world. The 250 most impactful moments in American history podcast. Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
You never know who might be taking the quiz.
Hi, everyone. It's Candace Cameron Bure.
Hey, everyone. It's Phil Sims.
It's Dolores Catania.
Hey, everyone. I'm Kix Brooks.
It's Candace Bushnell.
I'm Rob Paulson.
I'm Ryan Serhant.
Hey, everyone. I'm Nicole Palizzi.
Hey, everybody. It's Kevin Nealon.
What's up, guys? It's Nia Sue, and it's time to take the quiz.
Five questions in less than 5 minutes every day. Listen and follow at thequiz.box.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Aaron Copland, who died in 1990, was an American composer of concert and film music who touched the heart of America and merged the classics with the truly American art form of jazz. As music trends were changing with the advent of rock and pop music in the 50s and 60s, Copland was open and excited about where music was headed.
If we thought that music should have flow, a kind of naturalness of flow, the younger people may think they should be just the opposite. It should be discontinuous. It has too much flow, and that the flow is too same-like, etc., etc. So that every possible principle that I might name to you, they can give you the very opposite idea as a possibility. I think it's more revolutionary now, and therefore more difficult for the young people to find themselves.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blandon.
You've probably heard Congress is gearing up to debate the Save America Act, a bill that would ask Americans to show proof of citizenship and a government-issued photo ID before registering or voting in federal elections. Republican lawmakers say the measure would secure elections. Democrats say it would make it harder for eligible voters to cast a ballot. So where does the public stand? Our Fox News September poll shows more than 8 in 10 think it's a good idea to require photo ID to prove citizenship before voting. And support has held steady over the years, with more than three-quarters in favor since 2011. Plus, there's widespread consensus. Support stays high across gender, racial, and political lines. 96% of Republicans favor the ID requirement, as do more than 8 in 10 independents and 7 in 10, 70% of Democrats. I'm Dana Blanton. That's your Poll Parade.
The Brett Baer Show, Common Ground.
There are a number of senators on the Republican side that continue to want to find common ground.
We emphasize the conflict and controversy sells, and I think that's a problem because most Americans look at Washington and see something that's broken.
Why don't we look for ways that we celebrate what this country is capable of doing?
It's amazing what you can do when you get off social media and you start talking, communicating with one another, because there is common ground.
With Fox News chief political anchor, Brett Baer.
We now return to the Brett Baer Show.
Our coalition carries the trauma, fears, and aspirations of both peoples. We do not relativize pain, and we do not dehumanize the other. We are realists, we are possibilists, and we are patriotic pragmatists in equal measure.
Some Israelis argue that recognizing a Palestinian state alongside Israel would reward Hamas. They are mistaken. It will in fact undermine Hamas by rejecting their vision of endless conflict and empowering Palestinians who seek coexistence.
In tonight's Common Ground segment, Israeli and Palestinian voices coming together in a joint effort to broker peace. Joining us tonight are Hiba Kassas, Executive Director of the Principles for Peace Foundation, and Nadav Tamir, a former Israeli diplomat, Executive Director of the advocacy group J Street Israel. Thank you both for being here. Hey, Bob, can you tell us, you know, we often hear about how far apart Israelis and Palestinians are on peace. How is it going now? What is going right on negotiations?
Thank you, first of all, Greg, for having us. And I must start by recognizing that Israelis and Palestinians are two populations that are shaped by intergenerational trauma, are shaped by the reality of conflict and insecurity. And the public opinion is very hard. There's so much suffering on both sides. And, of course, after October 7th and the war in Gaza, there's more polarization, there's more sense of loss. And Palestinians and Israelis have very different national and historical narrative. But where we found common grounds as pragmatic leaders who come from business, security, media, economists, public opinion, politicians, is around a vision for the future, that the status quo is not sustainable. It's not delivering security to the Israelis or dignity to the Palestinians. And the way forward is a new regional and political security security framework that provides the right for both people for self-determination and independence, but also provides security for Israelis and dignity for the Palestinians. So we found common ground around enlightened self-interest, around pragmatism, around a belief in also President Trump's vision for the region and what he called as an era, a golden era for the Middle East. We believe in that, and we think it's only possible if we address one of the key fault lines that fuels radicalization in the region, that fuels conflict, which is the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. That's how we expand the Abrahamic Accords. Yeah. That's how we unlock a new era of peace and security. And that's where we found common grounds as Israelis and Palestinians.
Yeah. Nadav, it's not often you have Israelis and Palestinians sitting down together and discussing this. This principles of peace foundation has eight different goals, principles, dignity, solidarity, humility, God's actions of peacemakers, enhancing legitimacy, accountable security, promoting pluralism, embracing integrated and hybrid solutions, practical commitments. A lot of people look at all of this and say, is it possible to get to a negotiated peace?
It is possible, but it needs a lot of help from the outside. And this is exactly where President Trump made a difference. Because we have ideas for years. As my boss Shimon Peres used to say, in the peace process, we usually are looking for the light at the end of the tunnel. In the peace process between Israelis and Palestinians, we know where the light, we're looking for the tunnel, and the tunnel is political will. And the fact that President Trump understands that the best way to bring stability, the best way to move forward in the region, which is good for America and good for everybody on the ground, is by bringing the sides together and create a political horizon. As someone who, you know, fought in wars as an Israeli officer and was an Israeli diplomat, we always lacked a real clear diplomatic vision with the leverage that President Trump manifested when he actually stopped the war, brought a ceasefire, released the hostages. But now we need him to move it to the second and third phase, which is the political horizon and the diplomatic process.
Hey Bob, is what is not working? What does each side need to give up in these current negotiations?
I think there's quite a lot that both sides need to compromise. And I think today the mood of compromise is very difficult on the Israeli side. I think on the Palestinian side there's recognition that what would stop the reality of occupation and insecurity and the increasing annexation that is happening in the West Bank with increasing settler violence, with what's happening in Gaza, would require that Palestinians will need to move towards a non-militarized Palestinian state, that Hamas needs to disarm, that they should not have a role in the future governance of Gaza. And that what we need to move towards is a non-militarized Palestinian state living in safety and security next to Israel within a regional, prosperous, and connected and integrated region with the expansion of the Abrahamic Accords. I think on the Israeli side, the public opinion is very hard. If you ask Israelis about support to a two-state solution, it's a very, very low percentage of Israelis who agree with that. But if you ask them about the possibility of expanding the Abrahamic Accords, moving into an integrated region, creating alliance around the more radical forces in the region, and that at the price or the quid pro quo in order to unlock this potential is having a non-militarized Palestinian state, then support goes to over 60% according to pollsters like Accord and other posters in Israel. Look, our coalition today brings more than 550 pragmatic leaders. These are coming from the tech industry, from security establishment, many former ambassadors, many main journalists and politicians as well. These are pragmatic people who care deeply about their own people. Israelis who understand that the political solution is a security imperative for Israel, and Palestinians who understand that moving towards a political solution with Israelis on the principles of mutual recognition of the right of both people for self-determination and independence and statehood, and the right of Israel for security and the right of Palestinians for safety and dignity, is the only way forward. Yeah. So we are a pragmatic constituency in support of this kind of vision for the region, and want to work with the international partners, the United States and all those committed in the region, to advance this vision and build support for it on the ground.
I've talked to Israelis who are very skeptical about Hamas ever fully disarming. There are extremists on both sides, obviously. We've seen this for decades. On the Hamas side, the Palestinian side, extremist side, and the Israeli far right side. How do you get past this to actually disarming and getting to the next step? That's what everybody wants to know, I think, around the world.
Well, you need tough diplomacy, and you need to use the leverage that you have on Hamas by the Qataris, by the Turks, by the Egyptians, and all of them want to do what Trump wants to achieve. All of them want Hamas to be disarmed, but it will be a process. It doesn't take, a day or two. In Northern Ireland, it took 7 years, but we have to start somewhere. And the fantasy that the IDF, just by military force, could get to this total victory doesn't work. It didn't work for you guys in Iraq. It didn't work for us in Lebanon. We need diplomacy, and this is what have to start in the second phase of the 20 points of Trump.
Well, thank you both. We will follow all elements of this. It is good to have some common ground between Palestinian and Israeli, and we thought we'd try that on this segment. Thank you much. You can see all of the Common Ground segments on my podcast, Common Ground. Find that in the All-Star Panel podcast under the Brett Baer podcast at foxnewspodcast.com, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcast. You can also see the discussion on the Fox News YouTube page.
We'll be back with more right after this.
More of the Brett Baer Show coming up. Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
America, look around. Everywhere you go, prices are still high, rates have been whipsawing markets, and the debt and spending don't bring stability. Experts say diversifying with intention is the number one secret account that all American smart money uses to hedge against instability. Monetary Gold has been around since 2000, witnessing multiple economic setbacks. If you call now, Monetary Gold will cover up to a lifetime of your IRA fees on qualified accounts. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
I'm Dr. Howard Levine, director of Cleveland Nasal Sinus and Sleep Center. During cold and flu season, I tell my patients the key to staying well is to pull out germs, mucus, bacteria, and viruses from the nose using the Navage Powered Nasal Irrigator. I irrigate my own nose daily with Navage to stay healthy and after seeing sick patients.
For drug-free congestion relief, trust number one doctor-recommended Navage, available at Walmart and Walgreens.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
You never know who might be taking the quiz.
Hi, everyone. It's Candace Cameron-Bure.
Hey, everyone. It's Phil Sims.
It's Dolores Catania.
Hey, everyone. I'm Kix Brooks.
It's Candace Bushnell.
I'm Rob Paulson.
I'm Ryan Serhant.
Hey, everyone. I'm Nicole Palizzi.
Hey, everybody's Kevin Nealon.
What's up, guys? It's Nia Sue, and it's time to take the quiz.
Five questions in less than 5 minutes every day. Listen and follow at thequiz.fox.
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday. Fox Business reporters, anchors, and hosts will bring you beneath the stock market speculation and boardroom drama to tell you about the biggest business stories of today. Whether you're on Main Street or Wall Street, Fox Business is invested in you.
Listen to the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. In the summer of 1985, Southern California wasn't just hot. It was terrifying. A shadow stalked the suburbs. They called him the Night Stalker.
So far, six communities have been the target of the so-called Night Stalker.
Fox Nation Investigates presents Beware the Night Stalker.
You admit to being evil, Richard?
We are all evil in some form or another, are we not?
Listen and follow now at foxtruecrime.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Get those W-2s ready. Tax season has arrived. It's the Fox Business Tax Tips. Fox News Radio's Ginny Casola and Hillary Barsky are joined by the hosts of the Fox Business Network to provide you with the latest tips, tricks, and updates on filing your taxes. From deadlines to tax law changes to the latest deductions, we'll cover it all to make sure you keep that hard-earned money where it belongs, in your pocket. Listen and follow the Fox Business Tax Tips at foxnewspodcasts.com.
The Brett Baer Show with Fox News chief political anchor Brett Baer.
We now return to the Brett Baer Show.
I'm not giving it back.
I'll trade it up for a pound.
Hey, that's cool.
Well, joining us, three members of Team USA. Brady Tkachuk scored three goals, added two assists. His brother Matthew Tkachuk also had six assists during this whole span, along with goaltender Connor Hellebuyck, who had, as you heard, a tournament-leading save percentage of 95.6. Gentlemen, first of all, congratulations to all of you.
Thank you.
I'm sure it's kind of a whirlwind. Tell me about this. You just came from the White House. It had to be something.
Yeah, it's been insane. I don't even know how many hours it's been so far, but you win, you celebrate with family and friends in Milan, then we're flying back first thing in the morning, and then we're in Miami, and we're supposed to be in New York. Now we're here in D.C. It's absolutely insane, but we deserve it. We really pride ourselves on being true Americans that would do anything it takes for this country and to win. And I'm so proud of the guys, and I'm so proud to be able to compete with them.
How cool is it to be brothers with gold medals and have this experience together?
I mean, it's just, you never really dream of being in this position, but now to share this with him, but like 23 other brothers after this experience, that wouldn't change it for the world. And like Matthew said, it's just to be able to represent this country and all this amazing people and millions of Americans that were back home, and we felt their love, we felt their support, and it truly was an amazing experience.
As you could hear, Brady did a lot of singing at 11.
By the way, I was impressed that some guys made it to the morning show. I mean, that was looked to maybe moving a little slow this morning. Connor, 41 saves in the gold medal game, and there were just amazing shots of your paddle saves that really saved the game. You are going to be heading to a game in Vancouver, right?
Yeah.
Next?
Yeah.
How is it? Winnipeg, you're going to be going back to Canada, and after this big win, how's it going to go?
Yeah, I actually am meeting the team in California. I need a day after this whirlwind. Mentally, this is going to be hard to get back in it. I need at least 24 hours to really wrap my brain around this, because this has been not only the most fun experience of my life, but you see the pride in this country and everyone that had our back, and we had their back, and there's just so much more. It's bigger than the game of hockey, and being able to go back, and I know my city loves me in Winnipeg, and I'm really looking forward to trying to bring some joy back to that city as well, and hopefully chasing a cup. But in this moment, as I speak to you now, I'm really enjoying every day and every second that I have.
Well, you should. You know, there is this
pride. And you went around the country. There were all these bars and places filled with people watching that game. And afterwards, the outpouring of support. Characterize it for us.
The second the boots hit the ground back here in the U.S., we could feel how many millions of people were tuning in, supporting us, and just loving how we represent. I mean, I know we said it, we were kind of America's team there for a bit, and we could feel it across the Atlantic, and we just appreciate everybody's support, and it was truly amazing just to represent the greatest country in the world at that stage. It's all of our dreams to win a Stanley Cup and win Olympic gold, and for us to be able to do that for the United States of America, it's just one of the greatest honors you could ever have.
I want to read this to you, Connor. A USA gold medal is no miracle on ice, but its impact on the nation could be the same. As special as 1980 was for Americans, those were college kids. The reality is that the most important hockey achievement in terms of the NHL flex, the best versus the best, happened in the 1996 World Cup of Hockey in Montreal. Keith Tkachuk and current team USA GM Bill Guerin and the rest of that team stunned a superstar-filled Team Canada that was the first USA Hockey announced itself in terms of being part of the NHL powerhouse penthouse. What truly surprising in that context is that it took until Sunday for the U.S. to capture another best-on-best tournament. It should not have taken 30 years, but they're celebrating that as really the highlight of hockey. Is that pretty cool?
It's one of those things that the more you say it, the more it shocks me. I know as a kid, I was dreaming of watching those guys, and my big dream was to be like them one day. And now I'm in those shoes, and the next generation is looking up at us. And I want to be that role model. I want to be as good as I can on and off the ice for those kids. And I want them to know their dreams can come true, because I was that young kid with a chasing a dream, and you never know what tomorrow brings, and it can happen. Hard work and smart work and doing the right things, it does pay off.
I mentioned your dad, and that's pretty cool, too. It's all in the family.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, our dad was lucky enough to play in 4 Olympics. I think the best he finished was a silver in Salt Lake, and he, you know, wouldn't have traded any of those experiences in for that experience he just had in Italy for us. Like, he, to him, to my mom, to my sister, to, you know, our wives, families, everything, like, it was the most incredible time probably anybody's ever had in the sport of hockey. So we're so lucky for the support. We're so lucky for the support from our dad. We still talk to him daily about everything hockey, life related. And I'm shocked he actually didn't cry, to be honest with you.
Yeah, but he got through it.
He was very, very proud.
That's great. And to Connor's point about the young kids who look at this moment, you know, you guys were looking at moments about big hockey players. This is the moment where kids on ice in early mornings, they're going to hockey games and practice. They're looking at you guys saying, that could be me.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the best part about our job is being able to be those role models, like Helly was saying. And like the 1980 team influenced so many players. Then that 1996 World Cup team influenced our generation, and we even talked about it, that we had an opportunity in front of us that we could really impact the next generation of, you know, kids in the U.S. and you know, a kid watching that game that, you know, never thought he'd be playing hockey and ends up picking up a hockey stick and ends up being the next superstar of the NHL. So we're very fortunate and blessed to be able to be in this position to be a role model for kids.
You're the only Stanley Cup winner in this group, back to back, 2024 and 2025. How does this stack up?
It's been crazier, to be honest with you, because the hundreds of millions of people back here in the United States, like, we felt the support. Whether you liked hockey or not, it united everybody and cheered for one team, and it was the most special team to ever be a part of. And it meant the world for me to be on this team. It meant the world for me to represent this country. And I don't know if I'll ever have an experience that'll replicate these last few weeks and what this has meant to, I mean, our lives have changed forever, to be completely honest. Like, even being over here in the U.S. for 2 days, like, we've seen it. Like, it's been absolutely insane. And it's hard for me to really wrap my head around, but the impact that this had on Americans across the country, it's the most special thing you could ever imagine.
Same question to Connor. You're in Ottawa. How's that going to be?
Yeah, they're not the happiest for me right now. So I just go back, give them everything that I got. But yeah, it's a funny feeling when you feel their support every day, and you get to 2 weeks, and you're public enemy number one. So yeah. Going back with a smile on my face and get ready for a playoff push.
There are going to be cheers around the country for you guys, so just make sure you soak it all in. Congratulations. We're really proud of you.
Thank you, Brad. Thank you.
Means a lot.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
If you're like most Americans nearing retirement with money in a 401k or IRA, then listen carefully. The U.S. dollar is under pressure. Foreign nations are reducing reliance on the dollar, and some analysts are openly warning about the long-term stability of U.S. currency dominance. Whether you call it currency debasement or the collapse of the dollar, the risk is real. And when confidence in the U.S. dollar shifts, gold and silver historically respond. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit. You'll also receive a free copy of Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Most American retirement accounts are dramatically under-allocated to precious metals, even as central banks continue buying gold at record levels. Many Americans are rolling over a portion of their retirement savings into physical gold and silver, tax and penalty-free with Advantage Gold. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000. Results vary. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click Apply Now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.